USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pro-life groups are cheering legislation that was introduced this week.
Representative Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana, introduced a bill that would ban abortionists and abortion clinic workers from disposing of so-called medical waste, including the remains of preborn babies in public waterways. Banks stated the practice of tossing unborn remains into public water systems is barbaric, and that if, quote, the American public knew about it, they would be disgusted and horrified, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest-growing city in northeast Alabama jumped two spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life. Game 3 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is set for Saturday night. The Boston Celtics tied the series at one game apiece Thursday night. Jason Tatum leading the Celtics with 27 points. That game set to tip off on ESPN just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.